With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Megan is from Watertown. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
Megan is on her way to see her niece who was just born. Megan, are you still there?
Yes, I am here.
Okay, all right.
Not very excited about the niece, huh?
Yeah. She's like, yep, it's a blob.
Kid in the life. Yeah.
I'm very nervous, Dad. I've been trying to get on this for years.
Oh, you're nervous about
being
here?
Oh. Don't be nervous.
Yeah. Oh.
Just you and me having some fun.
Yeah, if you knew how goofy we were, you wouldn't be that nervous.
Yeah. All right, Megan, will you kick Kennedy out of her living room, please?
Yes, Kennedy, can you please leave your living room?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. All you have to do is get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you the $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Dan, what is the record on the big board, by the way?
She's got 3,226 wins, only 269 losses.
Okay, you were right to be nervous. I apologize. Question number one. This New England-based ice cream company is now teamed up with Nike to release the Chunky Dunky sneaker.
That's not good.
No.
Who are they? What's the name of the ice cream company?
Baskin Robbins.
Question number two. This American Idol judge has just announced his return to be a guitarist for the band Journey, which he used to do way back in the day. What is his name?
Lionel Richie.
Question number three. This famous silverback lowland gorilla was born on this day in 1999. Elon Musk even made a song about him after his death.
Oh. I don't know. I can't think of it.
All right. Question number four. Lisa Left Eye Lopez from this group would have been 49 today. What was the group that she was in?
TLC.
Question number five. Carrie Underwood and her husband are about to get real with their life. There's a new four-part series. It debuts today. He's a former NHL star. What is his name?
Carrie Underwood's husband. Mm. I don't know.
Mm. All right. Let's get Kennedy back into the living room, please.
You made it, Megan.
Yeah. Your worries were right.
Not as good as I hoped, but...
No. Hey, those were tough questions.
Those were really hard. Yep. All right, Kennedy's back in the living room. Kennedy, Megan got 1 out of 5.
Sooch. I don't know how Ayla's going to feel about that.
Yep. Oh, is that your niece's name, Ayla?
Yes, it is. Mm.
All right, Kennedy, these are tough. Are you ready?
I am.
This New England-based ice cream company has teamed up with Nike to release the Chunky Dunky sneaker. Who are they?
Hood?
Oh, no, sorry. Ben and Jerry's is the correct answer.
Oh.
Get it? Chunky?
Oh.
Yeah.
No,
question number two.
You shouldn't get it. It's awful.
The shoe is so good looking. What are you talking about?
You know it's ugly if Carson's saying it's good looking. It's a terrible thing.
You and Annie could not have more differing opinions on shoes.
Question number two. This American Idol judge has just announced his return to be the guitarist for the band Journey, which he used to do way back in the day. Who is he?
Randy.
Newman.
Oh God, what's his name?
You're a little pitchy, dog.
To know for me, dog.
Williams?
Oh, I'm sorry. Randy Jackson is the correct answer.
God, no.
0-0. Go to question number 3. This famous silverback lowland gorilla was born on this day in 1999. Elon Musk even made a song about him after his death. What is his name?
Harambe. Oh, God. Thank
Justice
goodness.
Justice for Harambe.
R.I.P. Harambe. Sipping on some Bombay. All right, 1-0. Question number 4. Lisa Left Eye Lopez from this group would have been 49 today. What is the group?
TLC.
That is correct. 2-1. Question number 5. Carrie Underwood and her husband are getting real about their life. Together, there is a new 4-part series that debuts today, kind of like a documentary about their lives. Kennedy, he's a former NHL star. What is his name?
Mike. Mike Fisher.
Look at you. That is correct.
Pulled that out of the Wayback filing cabinet.
Showing up, dude.
Look at you. 3-1 is the final score. Nice job, Kennedy. Well done. I am sorry, Megan, you came on. You got a suit. You do not get the cash, but we appreciate you listening to the show. And for taking so long to play, too. I mean, that's amazing.
Thank you, guys.
Okay. we appreciate you, Megan. It's all right.
She's a scare to us, Kennedy.
Yeah. You're saving all your words for your new niece.
Yes, <definitely.
laughs> All right, Megan, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Megan from Watertown, and it can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Raymond from Haverhill.
Yo.
Hey. Yo.
Good morning, everybody. How you guys doing?
We're good. We're
living
good.
The
we're
dream,
good.
Buddy. Living the dream.
Raymond is on his way to work. He's going to build a porch today.
Cool.
How big of a porch are we doing there?
It's pretty small. It's only 5x9, something like that.
Yeah, you'd knock that out in a day, right?
I hope so.
Yeah, it would take me 3 months.
It cost me $12,000. They've been building a deck behind me for like a month and a half now. So
yeah.
I wouldn't even make it out of Home Depot.
Right.
I am not a manly man.
Yeah. All right, Raymond, will you kick Kennedy out of her living room, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave your living room?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Here we go, Raymond. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You're going to score yourself $100. If you tie, you lose. Question number 1. Chrissy Teigen shared a video of herself getting a COVID-19 test on Twitter and said she had to get it because she is getting her implants removed. Chrissy Teigen and Meghan Markle were both briefcase models on this game show. What was that show called?
I would say Deal or No Deal.
Question number 2. Betty White let us all know she's doing great during quarantine, hanging with ducks and doing crossword puzzles. Betty played who on The Golden Girls?
Oh, geez. I'm going to have to just say Rose.
Don't act like you don't know, Raymond.
Kristen Cavallari returned to work at her store, Uncommon James, post her split with this retired NFL player. Who is he?
A retired NFL player. I don't know. Lawrence Taylor.
That's an interesting pick. Question number 4. Carrie Underwood celebrated the 15th anniversary of her American Idol win. Just recently, when Carrie won season 4 of Idol, who were the 3 judges?
Oh, the 3 judges, American Idol. Let me see. Was it, I don't know. I don't have a guess.
Okay. Question number 5. Christina Milian revealed she wants to start a baby line after giving birth to her second child. Christina Milian hit a hit song back in 2013, it actually went top 10 on the Billboard charts. Can you name that song, Raymond?
That song is Million. I don't have a guess. I have no confidence in the way I did here today.
That's all right. I think you did great. Let's get Kennedy back in the living room, please.
Kennedy!
You did great.
Oh, let's ask Raymond about Christina Milian.
Yes,
if he got it.
All right, Kennedy is back. Let's see. I have Raymond Kennedy getting 2 out of 5 correct.
Okay.
These are tough. But you can build a deck, Raymond. Never forget that.
I can.
Question number one, Kennedy. Okay. Chrissy Teigen shared a video of herself getting a COVID-19 test on Twitter. She had to get it because she's getting her implants removed. Chrissy Teigen and Meghan Markle were both briefcase models on this game show. What was it?
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Oh, no, that is incorrect. Deal or No Deal is the one that had the briefcase models with Howie Mandel. 1-0 for Raymond. Question number two. Betty White let us all know she's doing great in quarantine, hanging with ducks, and doing crossword puzzles. Betty played who on the Golden Girls?
Rose.
That is correct. 2-1 for Raymond. Question number three. Kristen Cavallari returned to work at her store, Uncommon James, post her split with this retired NFL player. Who is he?
Jay Cutler.
Look at you. Tied at 2. Question number four. Carrie Underwood celebrated her 15th anniversary of her American Idol win when Carrie won season 4 of Idol. Who were the 3 judges?
Was it Simon Cowell?
Okay.
And Cara DioGuardi, mm-hmm, and Randy,
mm-hmm,
Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Those were great guesses, Kennedy, but wrong.
It's a no from me, dog.
Simon Cowell, yes. Randy Jackson, yes. Paula Abdul.
Oh, it was.
It was way back in the day, the original crew. Tied at 2, going to the final question. Christina Milian revealed that she wants to start a baby line after giving birth to her second child. Christina Milian had a bop back in the day in 2003. It reached the top 10 on the Billboard charts. What was the name of that song?
Oh,
it's in your head. I can see it.
It's in my head. I know it. Christina Milian. I'll never get it. We'll be here all day.
Dip It Low.
I could not begin to tell you that song.
Are you kidding? I woke up with tomorrow. It in my head this morning, so I had to write a question about it. It's fantastic.
All right. Well, we end up in a 2-2 tie, which means Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Raymond. You do not get the cash. But we do appreciate you listening to the show this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
My name is Ray from Haverhill, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.